Jesus, the light of the world.
We walk in the light, the beautiful light.
We walk in the light,
beautiful light.
Shine down the dewdrops of mercy are bright.
Shine all around us by day and by night.
Jesus, the light of the world.
God bless you this morning. Happy to see you again after the lockdown. And so thankful to the Lord for his protection, his watch over us. Many things have happened, but he has been so faithful to his word. Many have fallen, but we are still standing. So we thank the Lord. You can come in. Yeah. We thank the Lord for his faithfulness. So happy to be back once again. I can hear Sister Lydia's voice. Where is she? Ah, okay. Okay, God bless you. And it's not easy to speak from this side of the glass, you know. It's as if the blessing is being altered by the... So we just receive portion of the blessing, but we know we are spiritually in the heavenly places. So it's even much, far much better than virtual meetings. God bless all those who are Zooming. Bless you where you are, in your houses, in your home, and we believe you'll partake from the same blessing we are partaking here. And God will bless us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us once again this opportunity. Many we didn't meet for long weeks and months, oh Lord, but you have kept and protected us wherever we were. Now that we are back to this house of fellowship, we commit this meeting into your hand. Bless us, oh Lord, seeing a good and lovely day. You have given us a nice weather. Let it be a sunshine in our hearts also. When the sun of righteousness is raised today, O Lord, to manifest the seeds of the evening time, let us be manifested to reflect your nature in us, so that we'll be a living epistles that will bring up others, O Lord, to seeing the same light, O Lord. We bless you as we commit the reading and everything that will follow in your hands, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 5, I'm going to read. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God bless you. You may be seated. So we are still on our topic. The word made flesh is the light of the hour. We started it a few weeks back. We had to interrupt because Brother Wilmo had to finish his teaching. So now that we are here, let's just resume from where we left off. The prophet says in the sermon, there's a man here that can turn on the light. He says, life is only by the word of God made manifest. Life comes only by the word of God made manifest. As long as it is just in the book like this, it still can be questioned. But when it's made manifest, then you see the product of what it spoke of being manifested. Then that is light on the world. Amen. So life comes only by the word of God made manifest. Amen. Or by the word made flesh.
Glory.
We know, we've always said, we've all preached that there's a transforming power in the word. There's life in the word. When you believe the word has the power to change you, to transform you, to produce a new life in you. But we need to understand, what is the word? Amen. You need to get the full understanding of what is that word that will change you. Hallelujah. What is that word that have the power to transform? Because for the word, before the word be effective, before the word to become effective and produce the intended effects in your life, you have to understand what is the word. Because if it was not the case, why didn't it change the Pharisees? Amen. The Pharisees could quote the Bible. They were masters of the law. They could come and they quote the Bible. It is written, Moses said this, Moses said that and that. But did it give them eternal life? Were they so saved because they could quote the word? They could say, this is the word of God. It has the power to change. This is the word that created the entire universe. But was it, did it change them? Did it transform them? So we need to understand exactly when we say the word of God, I believe the word of God, and the Amen. Word of God has the power to change me. What is the word exactly? Amen. Which word can change you? The devil, Satan, could quote the Bible as well. When he was with Jesus on top of the mountain, he could tell him, it is written. But was it, did it change Satan? Did it transform Satan? He could quote the word, but what is the word exactly? Because before you can partake of the blessing of the word, you need to know, we need to know what exactly is the word. When the prophet says, the word made manifest. There's life only in the word made manifest. He said, as long as it is just in the book like this, it still can be questioned. That's what the Pharisees had. They had it in the Bible. They could go and ask him, Moses told us, don't do this, don't that. But why do you say this and that? Because it was still in the Bible. It was written, but it was not made manifest. They had the portion of the word, which was just ink and paper, but it was not what could give them life. Now, what is the word? The prophet says, what is the word? A word is the manifestation of a thought.
Amen.
Is expression of a thought. Before you say anything, subconsciously, you think it before you speak it. Mm. Amen. Is that right? So, in the beginning was the word. That as far as we can go back. But before the word was, it was a thought. And a thought was made manifest. So the first stage of the word is a thought. When God, before God could say, let there be light. In the mind of God, he had a representation of light. Amen. In his mind, he saw the light. He knew what light was. But he didn't express it. It was not life. Though he was life, though he was the light himself, and in him was life, but as long as he didn't express it, the world was still in darkness. Life couldn't be, you know, ministered to everything that was in the universe. The first thing that comes is a thought. In that thought, there is life, but it's not expressed yet, so it can't give life. Amen. The prophet says, now the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. It's in the sermon, the word became flesh, in Indian Trip Report. And the world, And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, as long as a word is a thought expressed, so then as long as it was a thought, it wasn't materialized.
Amen.
It couldn't be yet. But once God expressed it, it was as good as finished right then. You see, it comes from a thought.
Hallelujah.
Now God, after thinking, after having that representation in his mind of the light, then he expresses it. It goes from the thought, it becomes a spoken word. Amen? From the thought, it becomes a spoken word. He says, let there be light. But the moment he said, let there be light, did the world see the light? The prophet says, it could have been a million years. From the moment he said, let there be light, to the moment the first speck of light could be seen, maybe 1,000 years passed. Amen. Though he spoke the word, but it was still not life yet. It was a spoken word. It went from a thought to be spoken, but it didn't bring life yet on earth until the day it was made flesh.
Amen.
Until the moment it was manifested, then the world could see the light. The world, everything in the universe could now be quickened by what God had spoken, and it was materialized now. Are we together? Now, before we go to, we get to the moment it is made flesh, we know, as the prophet says, it could be 1,000 years, or 4,000 years, and for us as human beings, because when God has spoken, listen to what Isaiah the prophet says. Isaiah 55:10-11. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth.
Amen.
It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I pleased, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Amen. So we see, the moment God speaks it, it remains, it becomes something that will remain. It's eternal. It will never go back void. It will never remain without accomplishing what God said. It may take 1,000 years. It may take 1,000,000 years. But as long as God has spoken it, it will come to manifestation. It may be immediate manifestation. It may take years.
Hallelujah.
But us as human beings, since God has spoken, it remains like that eternally. But for our remembrance, not to forgive, God put it in his written word, in a written form. Amen? So it went from a thought to a spoken word, then it becomes a written word. Amen? It's the same, like the prophet Isaiah could say, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. The prophet spoke. Now, us as human, we may forget. But to keep it in our mind, God tells the prophet to write it down. So that even if 10 generations pass, by the time they will come back, they'll go back to reading and know God spoke this thing. And as long as God spoke it, it will come to manifestation. Amen. It becomes now a written word. The prophet could say, Isaiah, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, in present tense. It's exactly the same thing and when God said, let there be light.
Hallelujah.
The sun was not manifested at that time when Isaiah spoke.
Amen.
Let there be light. The light was not manifested at that very time.
Amen.
But the prophet went and wrote it in a book. To us a son is born. How many years will pass before that son comes? It's not our business.
Hallelujah.
God had spoken it.
Hallelujah.
And it is written. It becomes a written
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
And the prophet came and spoke and preached. The spoken word is the original seed.
Glory.
Why? Because the day that spoken word will be manifested, we will go and compare the manifestation to the seed. And we'll see the manifestation and the seed is the exact same thing.
Amen.
Amen. That's why in the spoken word is all the potential to bring, you know, to bring the thing God said. But when it comes to manifestation, we'll come back in the written word and see, God spoke it. The prophet wrote, and we see its manifestation.
Mm.
Then it becomes life.
My.
Amen. So we need to keep it in mind, very, you know, to keep it carefully in our mind. Because the people in the time of Jesus, the master of the law, the Sadducees, and all those people, they had the written word. But it didn't give them life. They could go and read, my God, why have thou forsaken me? And fast, even, you know, do many sacrifices based on that scripture.
Amen.
But as long as the prophet said, as long as it is still written, it has no life in it.
Amen.
They could go walk the street of Jerusalem and this and that and pray and fast and do whatever. As long as it is written, it had no life.
Amen.
But one day it came to being manifested.
Amen.
Let there be light, and there was light. When you read Genesis chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 4, it's just one space, one blank space. But that blank space, the prophet said, it could mean 1,000 years.
Amen.
Let there be light, and there was light. To us, a son is born. To us, you know, what did I say? For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. It has to be, 2,000 years, 800 years before in a manger in Bethlehem.
Amen.
The scripture that the prophet Isaiah spoke, let there be light. Light came to manifestation 800 years later. But those people, they could read that scripture and say, okay, our prophet said, a child is born. Our prophet says to us, a son is given.
Amen.
And believe in that. But the moment that scripture had been made manifest and it became a man walking in their streets, life was only in that man.
Amen.
Anything that was written here, it couldn't give them life. Amen. That's why we need really to understand the importance of the spoken word. You may say, okay, I believe the spoken word. I believe the Bible. I believe everything from beginning to the end. But there is no life until it is made manifest. Let's take just a small example. Let's say, in the beginning, God says, let there be light. And all the seeds on the earth, they were there expecting for life to come. They were there, you know, groaning in them. They want to manifest something in them. They know they have the potential in them to be a mango tree, to be an apple tree, but they are waiting for the light to come and release that potential in them. God, who had his representation in his mind of a light, he knows what the light is. And God comes and speaks and says, let there be light. All the seeds on the earth, they hear the voice of God. They say, we believe the spoken word. We believe God said, let there be light.
Amen.
And we believe the light will be manifested. Amen.
Everybody believes. But the moment the light comes to being manifested, let's say some of the seeds said, I don't believe this is the light. Because remember, there was, when God created light, there was light and darkness all along. Amen? There was now a choice of the seeds to decide. When the life comes to being manifested, every seed could decide now to say, what God spoke there, this is it manifested today, and I go under the influence of the light and become alive.
Amen.
Amen. Some could say, no. For my own understanding, God is so humble that he can't make something so bright like this. You know, this cannot be light. I prefer to remain in the darkness. Amen. When the word is being made flesh, some see the word made flesh, they say, this is what God spoke, and we go under it, and we become life. Some could say, no, this is not it. I prefer to remain in my comfort zone, under the influence of Pastor Darkness, and until the day, my own representation of what God meant by light will become to manifestation, then I will accept it. So you see, two people, all believing the word, the spoken word, but when the word is made flesh, some says it's of the devil. Some says it's of God. It's of God. Some accept it and become life, are quickened by the word made flesh. Some reject it. We're going to see a very clear example. So we are going to understand the importance. Because it doesn't matter how sincere you are. Very sincere people have missed to see the word made flesh.
Amen.
And if God was not merciful to them, they could perish. They could say, they were ready to say, no, this is not the light. I prefer to remain under the influence of darkness. Because when God says something, God is his own interpreter. Let God interpret his own word and let God reveal it to you. Mary and Joseph, we know the example. Joseph was a Bible believer. Nothing tells us that Joseph was an unbeliever. Joseph was a Bible believer. He could go, I think maybe sometime they could sit with Mary and meditate upon this scripture. He could go a Sunday afternoon after a sermon and say, Mary, let's read Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. Mary, let's read Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give to you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and shall bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. Joseph could quote that scripture. They could comment on that scripture with Mary. You know, Mary, a virgin will conceive. You know, God spoke it. And as long as God spoke it, it will come to realization. Mary could say, amen.
Amen.
They believe the spoken word. They believe the written word. But when that word was made flesh, the first person to deny that word made flesh was Joseph. Amen. Let's read it. Joseph was sitting in front of the word made flesh. As long as it was written, a virgin will conceive, Joseph could say, amen.
My.
But the day that very virgin conceived, Joseph could see the word made flesh and doubt the word made flesh. It's the same as we said in the beginning, the seed could see the light. They say, we heard God say, let there be light. They see the light, but some say, no, this is not it. Some say, no, it is the light, let's go under it. Matthew chapter 1, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. when Elsie's mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Joseph resolved to put away the word made flesh privately. Do you get it? Do you get it? He was there and said, I believe the word. Joseph, do you believe the word? Amen. Joseph, do you believe the word? Amen. But when the word was made flesh in front of him, he decided to divorce the word made flesh privately. Amen. It's very important. A very sincere person. And what he was doing, he could find the scripture. He had the scripture in the Bible to support what he was doing. He said, I'm a just man. You know, I can't marry such a woman of bad reputation.
Bye.
And I don't want to put, and not willing to make her a public example. You know what it means? If Joseph went and denounced Mary, Mary would have been stoned. What they say public example here, the people could come and take the word made flesh and put it there and stone it and kill it. And believing they are accomplishing the will of God. Amen. Joseph, a honest man, a sincere man, he decided, he said, no, it can't be it. Though he had believed it all his life, a virgin shall conceive. But that same virgin, when she came to tell him, Joseph, an angel came. And he told me this, and that. I will conceive a son. Because Mary told his fiancé everything. But his fiancé said, I believe a virgin will conceive one day, but it can't be you. Amen. Yes, it is written here. Mary, are you a virgin? Yes, I am virgin. Joseph had all the evidence. Mary was virgin. They were all from the line of David. Everything was, all the pieces of the puzzle were in place. It was just a matter of him humbling himself. God, what is this? God will show him. Mary is a virgin. A virgin shall conceive. She has conceived. Say, no. I will divorce her. If God had not been merciful to Joseph, he would have rejected the word made flesh. The Bible says, verse 20, Matthew 1. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. He had mercy. He found mercy in God's hands.
Amen.
Saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. In other words, what is in her is the word made flesh.
Amen.
Don't divorce her. Accept the word made flesh and live. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. You see, verse 22. Now all this was done. Now Joseph now could, a revelation, things start now to unveil in his life. After God granted him that favor, things start now to unveil. He said, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took to him his wife, and accepted the word made flesh. It's so easy, my brother, my sister, to reject the word made flesh. There's many examples in the Bible.
Amen.
We will go through some of them to show you that it's easy to believe the word, the written word.
Mm.
It's easy to believe the spoken word.
Amen.
But when that very same word become flesh, when that same very same word is in the stage now that it can partake life, it can change and transform you, most of the time we reject it. Most of the time people don't accept it and they die. Amen. God bless you for today.
Amen.
And let's keep it into God's hands. Let's pray. Dear Lord, now we commit the remainder of the service into your hand. Bless us. Come and fellowship with us. Let our praises and our songs be raised up into your presence, O Lord.
Amen.
And let your blessing be upon us. Bless the preaching of the word in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.